Chuck, I think we have a report that we have taped here somewhere. Jeff, if you could locate that for us, please, a report from Elizabethtown by Ron Boone on what happened down there.
In the Elizabethtown-Hardin County area, there are two deaths. These are confirmed, but names are not being released pending notification of next of kin. An unconfirmed report says the two deaths are related from the same family, a family of eight. One of the deaths is a two-year-old child. The other death is a gentleman, and state police are not releasing the names on the identity of these two people until next of kin are notified. And the family is so large, as we understand, that it's hard to track down all of the members of the family. There's been considerable property damage in the Elizabethtown area, the North City Limits area of Elizabethtown. This reporter was on the scene and saw one mobile home park completely flattened. Also across the street from the mobile home park on North Dixie, the Clayton Mobile Homes, a new business in Elizabethtown. Mobile homes literally turn end on end and upside down. The complete inventory of Clayton Mobile Homes wiped out in one fell swoop. Apparently, the tornado from various sightings in Hardin County came from the west and northwest and moved towards the east and southeast. It struck in the Colesburg and Tunnel Hill areas, and the two deaths were apparently in the Colesburg area of Hardin County. Once again, considerable property damage as well as two deaths in the Elizabethtown-Hardin County area. This follows in the wake of a storm which destroyed a mobile home park Friday night at Plantation Park, which is only about an air mile from where the second destructive tornado struck down this afternoon. I'm Ron Boone reporting from Elizabethtown.
I'm Chuck Paddock. This is WHAS Radio. It's now 17 minutes before 9. We're staying on the air with continuous news about the weather situation.